about to go through some of the lochas of the shiurim for the Seder, the amounts of, that have to be consumed of the matzah, of the morer, of the yayin, which you have to eat and drink by the mitzvahs of Seder. But to do that, we're going to spend a few days just to understand a little bit of the background of what are the questions which we need to clarify when we deal with these issues, and then we'll be able to understand halachically the different shittas and what you're supposed to do halacha l'maisa. So, a fascinating idea. The Chazon Ish says is if we ever wonder why is it that we our shiurim are have such interesting names. You know, there's a kezias, the amount of the size of an olive or a kebeya. Why don't we just give you a set amount? And why do we use analogies to different types of items? So the more actually attempts at one point to tie to drushes, etc., the more it says it's a lochel Moshe Mitzinai. The Chazon Ish suggests that the reason why this is so is because these are very portable things. If we would have been given a measure, a specific measure of how we're supposed to use these different items, so that's not always going to be portable with Klai, so it has to go into Golis, and we don't necessarily can take those things with us. So what was in use at the time of the Matan Torah 3,300 years ago is not necessarily going to be used nowadays. We use some type of measurement called whatever. We're not familiar with that. Well, exactly what that is. So translating that into in modern terms would be very difficult. There's olives all over the world. There are eggs all over the world. That's not what we're not worried about, losing our olives and losing our eggs. So we should, and therefore the Chazon Ish says that really to correctly to understand that these shiurim actually will be decided depending on the time that you live in. The time that you live in and where you are. So this is what I have. This is what olives look like over here. That's the measurement I have to do. I don't have to worry about what olives were somewhere else and what olives were once upon a time. I have to worry about what olives are now. I don't have to figure out what was the good old days were the olives. That's what Chazon Ish says. So what's our challenge? So it's pretty easy. So next step is we just got to go figure out how big is an olive. So that's somewhat difficult because there's many different sizes of olives. So we assume it means the medium size olive. Okay. Translating that into how you measure a kezias of matzah is a little more challenging. How do you measure a kezias in the matzah? We'll get to that. But what's the challenge? The challenge is that this is when discussing measures of volume, that's what we use. We also discuss measures of length, and we have the same idea that's given to us based on an amma, based on an etzba, based on a tefach. And so these are sizes of people. Again, we'll take the average size person and we'll figure it out. The problem is one time the Gemara interfaces the two together and the more ties the two together. And that becomes challenging. When the more ties the two together and the more gives us a measure of volume, which we know can be calculated based on a kezias and a kebeya and these type of things, and it ties it into the measures of length, and says, well, you create a box which is this big by this and this size of your length, this is going to be the right amount. Now, the problem is that we measure the two up nowadays, they don't fit. And that is a question which we grapple with in halacha to try and figure out what do we do now that we have these two measurements which we know that what they're supposed to fit, and they don't fit. How do we deal with that problem? And that is a question which we're going to try and talk about over the next few days, how to deal with these issues. Have a good morning.